First, thank you very much, Sam Martin, once again. And first, I want to congratulate the people of South Sudan for the recently signed peace agreement in Khartoum and for the recently concluded consultations of the national dialogue at the grassroots level. Things at the moment, it is important to reflect on where we come from. National Dialogue was launched on the 14th of December 2016 by the President of the Republic and was reconstituted on the 24th of April, where the members of the steering committee were appointed, and they took oath of the office on the 22nd of May 2017. And immediately after that, the committee embarked on the general internalizing the processes of the national dialogue worldwide. And after which, they divided the work as a strategy for about 15 subcommittees. But before that, the leadership of the steering committee paid a visit to South Africa in July to try also to reach the other views, like Dr. Riek Machar in South Africa. The other committees also went to Khartoum and to meet with other opposition leaders, and to Nairobi to meet the former detainees, and to Addis Ababa to brief the African Union. And currently, to be brief on the question, the National Dialogue have collected the first stage of the grassroots consultation. Has been done in about 80 locations. About 8,000 participants participated in expressing their views, grievances,
right,
what they think is the problem. And we have also visited four countries, the Subcommittee on Refugees and International Outreach. We have visited Uganda, we have visited Kenya, we have visited, consulted refugees in Sudan, we have also consulted refugees in Ethiopia.
And your team was supposed to travel to Central Africa Republic and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Have they gone already?
We are still waiting. The consultation, the coordination is being done by the National Dialogue Steering Committee, the UNDP, and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees
in those countries,
and our embassy in those countries.
Okay. Now, tell us more about the consultation that was conducted by your subcommittee, which you chair. How wide was the reach out for this consultation when you were in those places? What were the people telling you?
Thank you very much, Sami. I must also congratulate the refugees. For the first time, the South Sudanese refugees living abroad were able now to directly express their views. We started our consultation last year in November in Uganda. We met the South Sudanese that are living in Kampala, the one that in Kampala and the surrounding, the Jinja, the Entebbe, and all those South Sudanese
with
living
urban
there. Urban refugees. We also moved to the rear refugees in the camp. We went to Arua, that is Western Nile. We were able to meet through, actually, the Ugandan government facilitated our meeting with South Sudanese refugees in Bidibidi, Ibembe Camp, and Rhino Camp, and we were able to meet directly the South Sudanese refugees. It was difficult for us to meet them because of the anger in their heart, but they were not even sure whether this thing was a reality.
We understand some of them even refused the cameramen you were having to take their.
Not even cameramen, yeah. They even refused to pray. So that was the initial, and they were so angry. We appreciate it because.
Why the anger?
Of course, they have a number of issues. You know, they have left their country on the war that is not justified at all, the senseless conflict that started in 2013 and again repeated itself in 2016. So as citizens of the country, they felt their leaders have let them down for them to go back in a second time for refuge. So when we went, of course, they have issues of this particular dialogue is initiated by the government, and they felt that the government will not be accommodative, will not be tolerating, will have a specific set mind on the issues that they are looking for. But when we open up with them, we asked them that this is an independent body that would want to listen to them,
mm-hmm.
that would want really to understand the problem of the South. What are the cause of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan, according to them as refugees? And what type of South Sudan that they want? And what are the issues that they want the national dialogue to address? So in those camps, they were eventually, they accepted to pray, to also even take the camera, and to even write down their names, and they expressed their views openly and willingly. Mm-hmm. They criticized every action that happened inside the country, and they put their proposal.
What are their proposals?
There are several proposals. We have a booklet that contains the views of what the South Sudanese refugees have expressed.
Mm-hmm.
Their dissatisfaction with the system of governance, the location of resources, the issue of land, the issue of corruption.
And many others.
And many others. And we were very open and transparent to listen to them, because this is the reason. And they even personally attacked the members of the delegation.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, if we are also a problem, put it down.
Mm.
Because this is what South Sudanese want to listen to.
We understand the regional conferences will begin in the coming months. Will some of these refugees be in a position to attend these regional conferences?
This is what the plan is. You know, the regional conference was meant to filter the information that has come from the grassroots. Like, we have conducted the consultation in Uganda, both in Arua, in Ajumani. We have also done in Kenya, although we have not gone to Kakuma. By mm-hmm. that time, there was an election in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
We have gone to Ethiopia, although we have not gone to Gambela because of the state of emergency. We were in Khartoum. So all the information that we have gathered, we were supposed now to have one region where we can put all these refugees. But during our consultation, we have gathered the first stage and the regional one. We have put them together because of the difficulty of putting refugees in one place. But the National Dialogue Conference, South Sudanese refugees and South Sudanese in the diaspora and South Sudanese living abroad will be officially invited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how will you ensure that at least the voices of the diasporas and the refugees are included in the national dialogue making process?
One of the cardinal principle of the national dialogue is inclusivity, credibility, transparency, and we must be also accountable to the people. The South Sudanese refugees, whatever that they have expressed, we have exactly reported to the plenary what the refugees have said. You know, there is a say, those that are not said are what cause problem. So anything that the refugees have said, we have expressed them. And we believe, we have told them that we will not be talking on your behalf. In the National Dialogue Conference, you yourself, your delegate will come and express exactly how you have said this. So their views will be captured and they will be part, because we need a solution of our problem in this country. And we must, Sammy Martin, we must congratulate the president and the leadership of the steering committee for having really steered this process.
Mm-hmm.
Revitalization, you know, was conceptualized in June 2017. National Dialogue was conceptualized in December 2016. These two processes are complementing each other. Of course, opposition were reluctant to participate on the National Dialogue, because National Dialogue is a very wide process. It doesn't address yourself into the issue of how to distribute the power or other, but it was looking generally about the grievances, beginning from the governance, bringing from the security sector reform, going to the resource allocation, going to issues of land, going to even historical injustice that has been done, including issues of violence, including issues of child abduction, mm-hmm. cattle raiding, migration of cows, and all those kind of things. National Dialogue is very open about them, and it was discussed them in a wider context. So National Dialogue and the peace agreement are really complementing.
Okay. Between now and the time the regional conference begins, what happens? What are you going to be doing, the committees?
The chairman of the co-chair of the steering committee have called a meeting last week.
for today?
Last week, we'll begin the plenary today on the 3rd. Basically, we are discussing even things that can be done before the national dialogue, before the regional conferences. The regional conferences are being planned. Of course, you have the issues of resources and issues of other things. But for the time being, there is a discussion on the hot spot, you know, conflict areas, things that can be resolved by the state government, by the counties, by the Payam, and how the national dialogue can facilitate and can help with other partners so that the hot spot areas where there are problems here and there, things that can be solved without much attention and much resources that are needed. So the national dialogue now will move to those particular areas.
Okay. And in less than a minute, Honorable Deng Dao, more than 1 year down the line since the national dialogue was launched here in Juba, how would you describe the whole process? And are you satisfied with the process, how it is going?
I cannot evaluate myself. It is people of South Sudan that will evaluate the national dialogue. But frankly speaking, the tension, the grievances in the heart of the South Sudanese citizen, in our view, are captured. And this is why you can even see population are less talking aggressively between themselves. For the first time in the national dialogue, and I want to inform you that in July 2017, the committee of Central Equatoria, the first committee that went to Yei and proceeded to Morobo and Kaya.
And when they,
and they came back, and when there was a tension, and they came back from Yei to Lanya by that time, and they have discussed issues that cannot even be talked about. That it is this one is one killing, this one is one. All those things were discussed openly. So I said, national dialogue was really a gift to the people of South Sudan, coupled with the current peace talk, and I believe if we continue in the same spirit, South Sudan will be a better place to live in.
Thank you so much, Honorable Deng Dan. Very unfortunate, that's what we have time for today. And also, for those of you who have been trying to call, we were actually unable to pick your phone calls, but we hope by next time I will be picking your calls. And thank you so much for being part of the show. From me, Sunny Martin, and the rest of the teams, bye-bye for now.